by the Torah Master Chof Zion 7 Topshin Ein Test Rabbi Huda Malmsteen.
We know that there's a very clear connection between the two parashas, Parashas Shlach Lecha and Parashas Korach. Ramban tells us that the reason why Korach comes along with his taina now is because the popularity of Moshe Rabbeinu has gone down. He says, Yisrael b'yosem b'midbar Sinai lo'ir lahem shumro. Nothing bad happened to them. Ki gam b'dvah ha'egel she'ched godl mefursim hoyo ha'meisim mu'otim. Even chet ha'egel, which was such a serious avera as a chet godl mefursim, the number of people who died was very small. V'nitzlu b'tfilosoi shel Moshe she'esnapil aleim aboim yoim aboim loilo. They were saved because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them, he begged for them for 40 days and 40 nights. V'hine, hoyu oyevim oysoi k'nafshom. They loved Moshe Rabbeinu. They were so full of admiration and gratitude to him. V'shoymim eilov. They listened to everything he would say. V'ilu hoyu odom moyred al Moshe bizmanahu, hoyu omsoik l'moysoi. If there would have been any kind of rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, the people would just stone him. So Korach wouldn't stand a chance. If he tries to argue with Moshe, they'll say, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu saved us. We wouldn't be alive if not for Moshe. Lachain, therefore, soval Korach gdulas aroin, v'sovlu abchoyrim malas halavim, v'chol ma'isav shel Moshe. And therefore Korach, he held himself back. He was soivel it all. He had tolerance. He was willing to cope with it, with all these problems that Aaron's got this gedula and Moshe's got this gedula. Avol b'boyom amid b'aporon v'nistrufu b'eish ha-taveiro v'meisu b'kivras ha-tavo rabim v'kashichotu b'meraglim lo yispal Moshe aleihem v'lo yibot la'gzer mehem. When they did the aveir of the meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven for them. He didn't try and save them. The Nasiim of all the Shvatim died in a plague. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this terrible gezeira that every single person is going to die in the desert. So people were now depressed. They were very upset. They see the problems result from Moshe's words. Now Korach's got an opportunity to argue. He thought now the people will listen to me. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not popular. People are upset with him. And now I stand a chance. Earlier on, Korach would have started up, they would have stoned him to death straight away. That's what Ramban says. The first Ramban in this week's parasha. Ramban says it was like an opportune moment. It was like the perfect timing for the rebellion to get off the ground. Let's try and understand what this means. What was Shaychas Chet Meraglim, Chet Adas Korach? Is there really a connection between the two, besides the time? In last week's parasha, you may have noticed, the Torah says that there's a criticism of Klal Yisrael that the land is Ha'oretz Eshem Astim Bo. The land that you, was disgusting in your eyes. It was Mos for you. Was it Mos? Ma'astim Bo? Why is it Mos? It's true they were scared of conquering Eretz Yisrael because it's inhabited by giants. It's true they're scared that they won't stand a chance of conquering the land because it's fortified and it's protected. And it's really, B'derech HaTeva, there's nothing to talk about. That's Ma'astim Bo. So I think there's a limit over here which is very simple. Al Kol P'shoim T'chasa Avo. If you love someone, all their weaknesses and faults, you're aware of. You're aware of the weaknesses, you're aware of the faults in this person, but you love this person, therefore, Kol P'shoim T'chasa Avo, the Avo covers it over. If they had an Avas Eretz Yisrael, then they would say, yes, it's true, Eretz Yisrael is very, very hard to conquer. Eretz Yisrael's got this disadvantage and that disadvantage, but Kol P'shoim T'chasa Avo. That's already called Ha'oretz Hashem Astim Bo. We know Vayikom Balayla Hu Atem Chisim B'chir Shulchinam Chayechem Shtivka B'chir L'dayrus. The Maral says Netzach Yisrael. Maral says a pshat. What's the connection between Churban Habayis and the crying of Leil Tisha B'Av? Just happens to be the same day on the calendar. No, he says every single place is Moitzichein Be'ene Yoshveha. Do you like Manchester? Well, it's Moitzichein Be'ene Yoshveha. People live in Manchester like Manchester. People live in London and say London's the best place to be. People who live in America think America's the best place. Everyone is this Chein Horetz Al Yoshveha. Like there's a Chein Isha Al Ba'alo. Everyone says, how does he live with her? You know, how does he cope with her? Well, it's chein yishal ba'alo. It's such a thing as chein. Chein is not a logical thing. It's chein. So Maral says, if there's a chein or it's al yoshveo, how come Klal Yisrael listen to gnus? How come Klal Yisrael accept negative things about Eretz Yisrael? It must be they're not yoshvei haaretz. If so, the yishuv is only going to be temporary. They won't be able to stay there. It's chain has nothing to do with judgment. It's just a kesha nafshi. It's a feel. It's a kesha nafshi, that you're mekusha to the place which is your place. Yoshvel, I think according to this taich of Chazal, chain or al Yoshvel is not even necessarily if you've ever been to the place. Maybe somebody even has a feeling for a certain country he's never even seen. He says, oh, I'd love to go there. Why would you love to go there? You've never seen it. It's my type of place. You've never been there. How do you know? Heard about it. You've heard about lots of places, and each place has got milers. There's something which is drawing you to the place. The Chein Oretz Al Yoshveha, Maral says, is an automatic thing, like a spiritual thing, linking you to the place which is your place, which is really your place. So the being Mitzapali Yeshua waiting to go back to Eretz Yisrael is also toila on that. How much of a feeling have you got for it? How much of a feeling have you got for Eretz Yisrael? So he says, the Vayivkon Balailahu, because you cried, it shows it's not your place. It can't be your place. The parasha of Korach, this merida against Moshe Rabbeinu, how is it Makusha to Chet Meraglim? I saw a very interesting Mahalach in Chet Meraglim, and maybe that will help us a little bit. Before that, I would say, I heard of a very, very disturbing story. One of my children heard this from Reb Gershon Meltzer, who's a Rosh Kolin in Yerushalayim. And this Gershon knows these two people, or knew these two people. There were two neighbors in Yerushalayim who were both outstanding Talmidei Chachamim. But really, really amazing. Very, very high level of learning. Masmidim Gedolim. Very fine, good people. They both had big mishpachas, and they lived in the same building. And one of them desperately wanted to extend his apartment. But unfortunately, there was a consequence of extending the apartment. If he extended his apartment, it would block the view and some of the light from his neighbor's apartment. Who lived in the neighbor's apartment? This friend, this outstanding Talmud Chacham. And the man said, I object to it, I'm not letting you build. I don't want you to build, you're going to block my light. And the other person said, but I need the space, you don't understand. My family's growing, I have just no space, I absolutely need it. I'm desperate for the expansion. I need to extend. And he went ahead and extended, despite the fact that his neighbor made this big objection. He built the extension. What about the interior? Good question. I don't know the story. I don't know more about the story than the story. These two people, who were very good friends, as a result of this building, this extension, became enemies. But not stum enemies. They were neighbors who now didn't speak to each other, didn't acknowledge one another. They'd previously been so close, now they would have absolutely nothing to do with one another and would only badmouth one another to other people. But this is the really tragic part of the story. 6 months after the extension was built, both these two people became very sick, Leilenu, and both of them were nifta within 12 months. Maisa shoya kachoya. Leaving behind Amoni Yisoyimim, terrible tragedy. Rabbonim saw this and heard this, and they said, you know, this is Avoyin Adoy, Machloikis is Avoyin Adoy. What was the Sheirish, where do we see the Sheirish of Machloikis in Klal Yisroel? Really, we see a Sheirish right at the very beginning, Kain Vehevel. They're brothers. And Machloikis Hashem Shemayim, Hashem Shemayim it was. Those are the Shem Shemayim. Yosef and his brothers, the Shem Shemayim. So the Arizal said that the Chet Meraglim came because Klal Yisrael sent Meraglim to be Mesakan the Chet Mechiras Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik said to the brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim, Meraglim Atem. You're Meraglim. He said, we're not Meraglim, we've just come here to get food. No, you are Meraglim. You've come here to be Meraglim. He asked the Kasha, it's obvious Kasha, if Yeshua could send two Meraglim to check out the land, why does Moshe need 12? What's wrong with two? And why do they have to come from all different Shvatim? Just send two people, two reliable people, who will give a good, accurate report, an honest report of what they saw, and that should be good enough. The answer is no, it was intended for something much, much deeper. It was intended to be a tikkun of the Chet Mechiras Yosef. And Arizal writes in Kisvei Arizal that the Kavona was to make the neshamas of the Meraglim enter the neshamas of the Achi Yosef enter the neshamas of the Meraglim. He says that the minui shlichas hanasiim was sheoisam shiftei kosh nikru Meraglim al yidei Yosef chozru ato lihisabe likonis besoid nishmosom b'meraglim besoid ho'ibur. With the secret of Ibur, of reincarnation, of Gilgul Neshamas, l'sayom b'shlichusam, to help them their shlichus, or l'chein ha-meraglim nikra Hashem b'nei Yisroel. Because they're the children of Yisroel, of Yaakov Avinu. And that was the maila of the people who were sent now. They were zoiche, that the Neshamas of the Shivtei Kah, from whom the whole of Klal Yisroel created, that they should be inside the Meraglim. That the Shlichus Meraglim was to be Mesakan the Chet of selling Yosef as a slave. Why? Because that chet was actually the root of Golos Mitzrayim, which is the shorish of all Golios. Let's explain it further. How long did the Meraglim go for? For 40 days. Why 40 days? The answer is because Golos Mitzrayim was 400 years. 400 years. Why 400 years? The answer is because 100 represents the Hispashtus, and the 4 represents the Shlita of Koach Hara in the Dalet Golios. And the goal of Golos Mitzrayim was to prevent the need for Golos, for the Dalet Golios. That was what Golos Mitzrayim was for. Those 400 years, it was meant to be 400 years, only 210 years, it was meant to be 400 years, to be masakin that, to completely break the shlita of all the klippas, the shlita of all the negative things in the world. So the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael for 40 days to achieve that, the hemshech of this Golos Mitzrayim, to completely break the Koach HaKlippa. Instead, what happened? And why was that Masakan Mechet Mechiras Yosef? Because Chet Mechiras Yosef came from vision, from how they looked at their brothers. How did they see their brothers? How did Yosef see his brothers? How did the brothers see Yosef? They saw one another as competitors. Who's going to be in charge? You or me? It's either you or me. Who's going to be the winner? Are you going to be the winner? Or I'll be the winner. Vayikanu b'yechov. Yosef said Loshen Hora. He's Moitzi Dibbo. So the goal of going to Eretz Yisrael was go now to Eretz Yisrael. Go and see the land. See the land and see the goodness of the land. Focus on the positive instead of the negative. And with that, there's a tikkun of Chet Mechiras Yosef. Because the whole Vayikanu b'yechov, what's it come from? Kinah, we know, is a really very, very good thing as well as a bad thing. What's the good thing about kinah? Kinah sofrim tar b'chochma. What is pshat in kinah sofrim tar b'chochma? If you're inspired to greatness by seeing that somebody else is achieving something that you could achieve and haven't achieved, then that's a positive kinah. If you want him not to have this guy with the Rebbein Shlom and you should have this guy with the Rebbein Shlom, that's negative kinah. So it can be positive or negative. So the Vayikanu b'yechov was negative because they didn't want Yosef to have that Hiskaris Rabbeinu Shloilem. They wanted to have it. They didn't want him to have it. And Yosef, in telling Lashon Hara to his father, was doing the same thing. He was focusing on the negative. Why should they? What about me? I'm also a somebody. So the whole dialogue that took place between Yosef and his brothers, when they came down to Mitzrayim, he says, Meraglim atem, you're Meraglim. He's saying, you're focusing on negative. You're not focusing on positive. So the tikkun of sending Meraglim is intended to be Mesaken, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So with that, we can understand very well the Hemshech to Pashas Korach. All Machloikas is negative. We said before, Avoy Nador, that's the sin of our generation. But where's Machlekes coming from? What's the Shorish Hadovo? The Meraglim were intended to go to the land, to see all that's bad in the land as well as all that's good. And what would they do with what's bad? They would reduce its power or eliminate its power. Because how you speak to someone or about someone gives them power or renders them powerless. Let's explain. You can say to somebody, what you've done is just incredible, it's just amazing. You're the most wonderful accountant. You're the most amazing doctor. You can even say to somebody doing a very simple job, I've never seen anyone stack shelves like you. No one can stack shelves like you. So neat and so tidy. What do you do by doing that? Besides making the person feel good, you actually enable them to do it. You enable them to do it. If you say you're rubbish, the person becomes rubbish. They really become rubbish. You're rubbish, you're useless, you're hopeless, no one needs you. The person says, oh, really? Now he becomes a useless person. He loses all his power. So going to Eretz Yisrael, what did they come back saying? We saw the Amalek. So what are you talking about? You're talking about the negative. You're making a choshev. You're making it into something. The tachlis of sending the Meraglim was to let them go there and make it all into nothing. Make it into mevatalit. Or re'isem, the koyach or re'iyah could be metayah. Could be metayah Eretz Yisrael. If they went into it the right way. They didn't manage to do it. So out comes Korach. Because what's Korach? Korach is seeing what I haven't got. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say to Korach? Rav lochem b'nei Levi. You've got tons. You've got loads. You're such a lucky person. You're so fortunate. He's not saying it to criticize the argument of Korach. He's saying to build Korach up. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes in this week's parasha, goes to Dothan Vavirim. What's he going to Dothan Vavirim for? Because they won't come to him. He's got to go to them. He's got no choice. You have to go to them because they won't come to you. It's much more than that. It's not just that he's going to them. He wants to build them. He wants to make them, because when somebody's a troublemaker, there's a reason why he's a troublemaker. He must feel low. He must feel insignificant. He must feel the only attention he can get is negative attention. So that's why he's doing it. If you understood that, you'd behave differently. So the tikkun of Korach, what does it come from? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, I don't want my name to be mentioned over here. So the Pasuk says, V'ikach Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kos ben Levi, it doesn't say ben Yaakov. Everyone knows it's ben Yaakov. So what difference does it make if Yaakov Avinu's name is mentioned or not? The answer is the Torah is being megalitas what it's all about. It's about one thing only, Midas HaEmes. Midas HaEmes is Midas Yaakov. If you have Midas HaEmes, if you're totally honest and straight, you realize there isn't a mokum for yeshus. There's no place for pride. There's no place to dispute the Rebbein Shem's decision about who should have what in the world. So when you say, but he didn't do this for me, and he should have, and I deserve it, and I'm entitled to it. And what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu is not like giving me the job which he's meant to be giving me. You look in the Gemara, we just had it last week, Daf Yomi, Meshoresh Hashir B'Misa. But there are a lot someone can say, Meshoresh Hashir B'Misa, you know what it means? You destroy yourself by wanting what you haven't got. Meshoresh Hashir B'Misa. A Meshoresh. He's meant to be in the choir. And he decides, you know what, I'd like to swap positions with one of my friends, one of my other Levim, and we'll swap jobs. Meshoresh Hashir B'Misa. It destroys you. If you want what you haven't got, it absolutely kills you. It wipes you out. Meshoresh Hashir B'Misa. But I could be this and I could be that. I want to be this, I want to be that. Don't want. Just, I am what I am. I've got what I've got. What I haven't got, I haven't got. So Midas HaEmes is the Shoresh. Kino is the destruction of Midas HaEmes. So what happens to be saved from Adas Korach? You need Bnei Korach. And what do Bnei Korach proclaim? Moshe Emes v'Sorosoy Emes. Why do they say that? Because that's the bottom line. There's no kino when you have Emes. With Emes you say, Kadosh Baruch is the boss. He decides everything. Everything's min hashamayim. How much money you have is min hashamayim. Makovod's min hashamayim. Shiduchim's min hashamayim. Children's min hashamayim. Everything's min hashamayim. Every single thing. The Emes is like that. So Midas HaEmes says, don't want. Just accept. So the chet of Mechiras Yosef came from the Shvatim seeing their father treat Yosef differently. Yes, it was treated totally differently. It's about Chakim. And all the Torah which he got in Shem Be'evi gives over to this one son. It's so not fair. It's not fair. Why is Yosef getting it? What about us? Vayikanu Be'echov. What are they Mekana? You think the Mekana his coat? Tzemes Pasim looks so nice. They could make their own coat. They could buy a coat. Make a coat. Tzemes Pasim. Adonish. It's not that at all. It's who you are. It's accepting where you are. Kin is about not accepting. This week, last week, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I received a letter there which absolutely shocked me. In a nice way, though. But it teaches me something on Parshas Korach which I never ever thought of before in this, to this level. It was written to me by someone who learned in Sem about 10 years ago, the Talmida. So she tells me about her life. She said, thank you for, it's the first letter she's written since she left, and she feels very grateful to the Sem. Then she says the following. After she got married, she was zoicha to marry a big Talmud Chochem, she tells me, I don't know who it is, and she's living in a place where she was very, very, very unhappy. She was unhappy about a few things. The first thing she was very unhappy was she had a very, very big mortgage. She bought a flat, and the mortgage was very, very high, very hard for her to pay the mortgage, and she didn't have, and her panos was very schwach. And she didn't find the, and she found the neighborhood very, very unsuitable for her, and she wanted desperately to move to another place, but she couldn't afford it, she didn't have enough money. And then one day, an opportunity arose for her to extend her apartment. We're talking a lot about extensions today. Extending her apartment by 50 square meters. And if she does that, she'll be able to cut off part of the apartment and rent it out, and the rent will cover the mortgage. It's a fantastic solution. Solution to her financial problems. Not solution to neighbors and the neighborhood, but a solution to that, at least. Also something. And her husband started asking the neighbors for permission. Apparently the law there is, in that place, if you have 80% of neighbors and maskim to it, you can get it, you're allowed to build. And she wrote to me, that's halacha as well. I don't know anything about halacha, but that's what she says. Halacha as well. Her husband asked one neighbor who said, I'm makpid. Only neighbor, one is, I'm makpid. And then he said, I'm makpid and I'm never ever going to forgive you. If you build it, I'll never forgive you. So her husband said, he was makabel from B'Shem Rav Shach. Rav Shach, the Ponovich Rashiva said, no one ever loses from being mevata. From being mevata, you can't lose. And because of that, they dropped the plans for the extension. They didn't extend. A few weeks later, she was looking in the newspaper, an advertisement, and she sees an advertisement for a flat for sale in a place that she wants to be. And amazingly, the price is extremely low. She doesn't understand why. Extremely low, really affordable. Her husband went straight away to look for it, and then she said, I think it was on a Friday, he went to look at it, and on Motzah Shabbos, she made little notices to say, she wants to sell her apartment. 10 o'clock in the morning, on Sunday morning, someone came to see her apartment and said he's buying it. She bought the new apartment and sold the old apartment within 24 hours. She was completely mishunadik, not normal. So she said, well, that's what he said. You don't lose out from being mevata. But the same day, the following change took place. I've actually got the letter here for you to read it if you want. She said the same day, she got a phone call from the agent. And the agent said, by the way, I've managed to get it down by another 35,000 shekel. It's like about £7,000 or so. I've got it down by another 35,000 shekel. And then she says, oh, I don't believe it. Why? When she had got married, there was a sichsuch between her parents and his parents. Happens sometimes. Shouldn't happen, but does sometimes. What was the sichsuch? they'd agreed a certain sum one of them had to pay. Well, one of them said the amount had been fixed in shkolim. The other one said, no, the amount had been fixed in dollars. And the exact difference between the two was 35,000 shekel. And there, at that time, they said, it's not kedai to make an argument about it, let's just be mevata. You know, so they don't give it to us, you know, our parents won't give it, they won't give it. The koach of vitur is unbelievable. Why is it so powerful? The answer is, that's called mesiras nefesh. What does mesiras nefesh mean? Does it mean just jumping in a fire? No, mesiras nefesh means when you give up yourself. You give up what you're entitled to. You give up your emotion. That's called mesiras nefesh. Yaakov Avinu is the Ish Emes. So Yaakov Avinu, who's the Ish Emes, his descendants have to be kind of the Midas for Emes. So B'nei Korach are nitzel because they say Moshe Emes or Osa Emes. The Rosh says in Aruch HaShem, it says, Misha ein ma'amin ba'ashet sich v'eretz Mitzrayim aponech Hashem l'kech ein ma'amin. It's the belief that every single thing in my life is dictated. Every single thing in my life is calculated by the Rabbeinu Shalom, down to the last detail. That's what stops machlokes. Because that's real emuna. Korach had a kavona, which was the Shem Shemayim. Korach has kavonas. His kavona is the Rabbeinu Shalom. But there's some yeshus, there's some of self in it. The Chet Meraglim was the hakdoma to Chet Mechiras, the Chet of Korach, for the following reason. Why do Klal Yisrael lose Eretz Yisrael? Why do we lose the Eretz Yisrael? The Rebbeinu Shleim was asked this question. He said, Al Ozvom es Teirosi. Amor Doris, Al Ozvom es Teirosi. Because you abandoned Teirosi. It doesn't say you abandoned Torah. It says, Al Ozvom es Teirosi, my Torah. What do you mean, my Torah? That when someone learns Torah and he doesn't see it as Teiras Hashem, he sees it as Teirosoi, he doesn't, then that's called Ozmas Teirosi. If there's Yeshus, you can't have Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Canaan. It's only the place for people who are Nichnoim. If they have humility, if they have modesty, if they're willing to accept, it's not me. Why is that? Because the challenge of Eretz Yisrael is huge. The challenge is we have a land of our own. We've got our own place. We're secure, we're safe, we can grow crops, we can have a harvest, we can be successful and prosperous. Are we going to say, it's Hashem, we're going to say, Koich Vaitzin Yod Yosef Sechai Lezeh? So if there's Sinas Chinom, it shows there's Yeshus. If there's Sinas Chinom, it means that people feel there's a me, there's an ego. If there's an ego, then you're not punished by losing Eretz Yisrael. You're saved by not having Eretz Yisrael. You're saved from a nesoyin which you can't cope with. You can't cope with that nesoyin of Koich Vaitzin Yod Yosef Sechai Lazer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking the land away. Same thing with Shmita. Not to punish you because you didn't keep Shmita. If you didn't keep Shmita, Eretz Yisrael is too hard for you. It's too difficult to stay in Eretz Yisrael because you've got Yeshus. So Adas Koirach, with the kavona of, it's not fair, and it's a very strong argument Korach's got, it's not fair. I should have been the Nossi. Why was someone younger chosen? It should have been me. I was next in line. It's unfair. Why'd you jump over me? But the Yeshus makes Eretz Yisrael impossible. Makes Bias Haaretz impossible. So Klal Yisrael, after Chet Meraglim, they haven't yet learnt. They haven't yet learnt the lesson of Hachnor. The tachlis of going to Eretz Yisrael was to have that Hachnor, to understand we dafka need to go to a place which is impossible to conquer for that reason. If Eretz Yisrael had not contained giants, if it hadn't been full of obstacles, then they would have been in big trouble. Because what Hachnor would they have? But when it's so obvious, you can't possibly conquer this land yourselves. There's no way in the world. They'll make mincemeat out of you. They'll wipe you out. And then you have to come under Rabbi Yishev. That should make Hachno. So after that, Vayikach Koirach. After that, Koirach comes along. Because he's taking advantage of people feeling low. It's also a very big Musa for us. To understand how dangerous it is to be depressed. Depression's a dangerous state to be in. When you're feeling low, when you're feeling disappointed, our whole plan's gone out of the window. We were meant to be in Eretz Yisrael. Instead, 40 years in the desert and everyone's going to die. And no one's even going to get there. Just our children. So everyone's feeling horrible. They're feeling really, really depressed and low. Well, that's a Shas HaKosha. That's an opportunity for the Yates to jump in. We say, it's not just because Simcha is a good thing. Not just because Reb Nachman Breslov said, Mitzvah G'dayli is B'Simcha Tomid. It's not because of that. It's much more than that. When you're not B'Simcha, you're in danger. You're in danger of falling in to every tachbula of the Yetzer Hara. So that we see here in this parasha the power of the mind. By being machshiv the koichas hatum in Eretz Yisrael, you give the koichas hatum a power. By being mevatlit, you destroy it. Yosef says to his brothers, Meraglim atem ki ervas ha'oretz bosom liras. You've come to see ervas ha'oretz. Well, that's true. That is absolutely true. The goal is to see ervas ha'oretz. The goal is to see all the negative things in Eretz Yisrael, to be mevatel them, so that Klal Yisrael can go there. That's how the Arizal learns it. The Arizal says there that that's what it was all about. And the Ramchal explains it, and he's got a Sefer Kinas Hashem Tzvokos, and he says there, on Meraglim, Inyan ha-Meraglim garam kilku godl, v'soid ha-inyan yoyim l'shono yoyim l'shono, ki vada ad sho'oil toy min azulmo, yef shalilis heich la-melech. V'l'chein ein zivug ad she'akisei sholem, Yisrael ein mechoyim l'konis l'oretz, ad she'tito ha-oretz. He says, until the land's pure, we can't go in the land. So we needed that purity. How do you get the purity? The answer is you get the purity through Meraglim, through being mevatel the hashpoah, the negative hashpoahs. And I was thinking about where it's neger to us. Like, what's the real yotze midvareinu from what we've been saying today? I think the answer is that to get anything, to get any kind of growth, any kind of greatness, it's always the same secret, midas ha'emes. Because midas ha'emes is his batlus. The nachlas ovois, the inheritance, the yerusha we have from our ancestors, is this, the Yaakovish emes. The emes that's the Rebbeinu Shalom Zonah Mefanas Lakoil, that's the Rebbeinu Shalom makes the Shaduchim, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's Reife Kol Bosa Mafli Lasois, that everything is Hashem. That's really the tikkun. We see here from the Pashas Koirach the unbelievable koyach of machloikas to destroy, and therefore alachas kam v'kam midatoiv meruba the koyach of shalom. Like I said, with this story, this girl wrote to me of how she was mevata, how she and her husband decided to be mevata and not build that extension, and this amazing thing happened. That she got tremendous, tremendous yeshuas, which were shleikadei hateva even. It's because, like Rav Shach said, you don't lose from being mevata. It looks like the worst thing is to give in because it's weakness. Such weakness, you gave in. You did what your wife asked you to do. You did what your child asked you to do. You did what your shviga wanted you to do. You did something somebody else wanted of you. You're weak. No, that's greatness. That's Mesias Nefesh. Like Rabbi Yerucham said this vort, I said it before, but I say it again. Rabbi Yerucham says, just like Teva has Teva, Lamalma Teva also has Teva. The Teva has Teva, we see. What's Lamalma Teva has Teva? The answer is Mesias Nefesh. That when we're Mesias Nefesh, we're Zeich Tanissim. So we think Mesias Nefesh is jumping in the fire. No, no, no. Mesias Nefesh is much more than that. Mesias Nefesh is saying yes when I want to say no. Mesias Nefesh is saying no when I want to say yes. So this nefesh is giving in to somebody else when it's really, really hard for me. And I say, you know why I'm doing this? Shalom. Shalom is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pinchas Koritza asked the Kasha. He says, how come Mut L'Shanas Mnei HaShalom? Mut L'Shanas Mnei HaShalom. He says, Chisom HaShakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Rebbein Shalom's name is Emes, is truth. Sahak Mutl Shanas Min HaShalom, you can tell a lie for peace? And he answers, because if you have the signature, and you have the name comes first. So Chisom HaShakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. But Shmo Yisholoim, the name of the Rebbein Shalom is peace. The peace has got a bigger thing. So it's Kedai, Mutl Shanas Min HaShalom. We see from this parasha, in the Sakh and this Indian, it's special, I think, a beautiful achona for the Drei Vochen. It's achona on Midas Achno, Midas Emes, and to appreciate what we've got, and to appreciate the power of our mind, that by being positive, we're able to change everything, the Tov.